Please take your Bible this morning and open to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 1. 2 Samuel, chapter number 1. We're going to read this morning verses 17 through 27 as our text for today's message. 2 Samuel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 17. And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. Also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher, the beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. For there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away, the shield of Saul as though he had not been anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished? And we'll stop there. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that we can be together. Thank you for the songs that we were able to sing. Thank you for the pledge of allegiance to our flag. And thank you for our country and for all the men and women who have served and are serving and will serve in our military to help protect and preserve our freedom and our liberty. So many thousands upon thousands have given their life on the battlefield, and this weekend we remember them and we think about this phrase that we saw several times, how are the mighty fallen? I pray that today's message would remind us of these things and would encourage us to remember what this weekend is all about. Bless us, Father, as we continue now. In Jesus' name, amen. We live in a time and an age where I think not enough value is placed on people. At the same time, way too much value is placed upon things. A good example of this is the true story, by the way, of a young man who was walking down the street during the winter time wearing a brand named leather jacket. Another young man saw him wearing this jacket, came up behind him, hit him in the head with an iron pipe, killed him, and took the jacket. True story. This young man obviously considered the name brand jacket worth more than the life of the young man that he killed. We live in an age when people seriously injure or even kill someone for just a few dollars. We live in an age when an evil man will rape a young woman. And when she has served his purpose, he disposes of her like a dirty dish rag. We live in an age when evil men place very little value on human life, but they place great value on things. Another story is told about the Italian actress Sophia Loren, who had some of her personal jewelry stolen during the shooting of one of her movies. Naturally, she was upset and went to the film's director to offer her complaint. The director gave her some good advice when his reply came back this: Sophia, I am much older than you are, and there's only one great truth that I have learned in this life. Never cry over anything that cannot cry over you. That's pretty good advice. You see, people are more important than things. On this Memorial Day weekend, I think it's good for us to remember this truth that people are more important than things. And in particular, we ought to remember those people who helped to protect us and keep us, who have given their lives on the battlefield to preserve the freedoms and liberties that we all enjoy. In the message today, I want to challenge us with three different things, and I hope you'll remember these three things, not just this weekend, but even in the days to come. When we think about Memorial Day, number one, we need to look back. Some people tell us that we should never look back. We should always look forward, always look ahead. Those who say this, of course, don't understand the reason to look back, at least my reason this morning, because if we do not look back, we won't be able to learn from the mistakes that we and others have made. If we don't look back, we will not be able to show our gratitude and thanksgiving to those who have made such an impact on our lives. And of course, if we don't look back, we won't remember those men and women who gave their lives for our freedom. Memorial Day is all about looking back and remembering. Memorial Day was first observed on May 30th, 1868. It was originally known as Decoration Day because it was a time set aside to honor the nation's Civil War dead by decorating their graves. After World War I, observances also began to honor those who had died in all of our wars that America has been involved in. In 1971, Congress declared Memorial Day as a national holiday. Listen to these statistics, would you please? On an average day, approximately 750 people will visit the USS Arizona in Hawaii. On Memorial Day weekend, approximately 4,600 people will visit that memorial. On an average day, about 3,000 people will visit the Vietnam War Memorial. You know, that wall of names? On Memorial Day weekend, over 7,600 will visit this memorial wall. This nation has set aside Memorial Day to cause us to look back and remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives for our country and our freedoms. A woman several years ago wrote this poem, and here's what it says. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought, how many men like him have fallen through the years? How many died on foreign soil? How many mothers' tears? How many children will never grow up knowing the dad who died for this country? How many pilots' planes were shot down? How many foxholes were soldiers' graves? No, freedom is not free. Every one of us this morning can be thankful that this nation does not want to forget those who have made the ultimate sacrifice so you and I could have the nation in which we live. I want to encourage all of us this morning on this Memorial Day weekend to make sure that you take some time to look back, to remember all the men and women who have made our freedoms and liberties possible. There are a lot of different reminders that you and I can watch or view or listen to help us to remember. I'm thinking about movies. I'm thinking about actual footage of wartime events. I'm thinking about different podcasts and so forth. But I think it's good for us all to remember and to look back and not forget. I enjoy, as I'm sure you do, Memorial Day weekend in the sense that we can get together with family and friends, have a picnic, and maybe watch a parade, be involved in some other programs that remember Memorial Day. But let's never, never, never forget those who gave their lives. Because without them, we would not have a Memorial Day weekend, right? How many times recently have you seen, if you have Facebook, have you seen reminders of flag-draped coffins, military coffins, to remind us that this is why we have a three-day weekend? Or how many times have you seen reminders on Facebook or on the internet of a field that's just covered with flags that are waving in the wind to represent thousands of soldiers who've given their lives on the battlefield? All of this, again, is to remind us to do what? To look back. To look back. Yeah, it's important to look forward. There's no doubt about that. But it's also important to look back and remember those men and women, hundreds of thousands of them, who gave their lives for our freedom and our liberty. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful. I'm thankful. The second thing I want to encourage you with this morning, as we think about Memorial Day this weekend, not only do we need to look back, but secondly, we also need to look around. As we look back, of course, at those who made an impact as far as our liberties and our freedoms, we also must not forget to look around at those who are right now making an impact, even still today. I mentioned thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them, that have given their lives on the battlefield. Please remember also that there are men and women who are serving even today, who are not with their family and friends. Some of them are in very dangerous places. As I'm standing here speaking and we are enjoying the service this morning, many of them are serving in dangerous places even today to help to preserve liberty and freedom. And not just those in the military, I'm thinking also about looking around at individuals in general who are making an impact on our life. There are a lot of people that are having an input. Much of what we become happens because of circumstances we go through, books that we read, but individuals also that invest in our life. I wouldn't be who I am today without, for instance, my parents, and especially my father after he got saved and investing himself into me, and then teachers and instructors in college, and pastors that I've had through the years. You might not understand all that you mean to me in this next thought, but even the individuals here who make up our own church have an impact, have an input into my life. And I'm thankful for all these individuals. The military, of course, but all these civilian-type individuals who are involved in my life and helping me and encouraging me and praying for me. Those of us who look around and can get our eyes off of ourselves for a little while, we'll notice that there are a lot of folks who help and are there to instruct us and encourage us and pray for us. Those of us who know what is really important in life know that life is not about things, as I was saying in my introduction. By the way, life is not even about animals or hobbies, but really life is all about people. Many of us know people who seem to have more regard for things than they do other human beings. Many of us know individuals who seem to have more love for animals than they do people. But friend, people are what's important. Human beings. I'm not saying we shouldn't love animals. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be kind to animals. I'm not saying that we shouldn't enjoy the things that God gives us. What I am trying to say, though, is people are what's most important. People are what's most important. Here's a little funny story about inflated value that some folks place on animals. Listen to this. A man goes into a pet shop to buy a parrot. The shop owner points to three identical-looking parrots on a perch and says, "The parrot to the left costs $500. "Why does that parrot cost so much?" the customer asks. The owner says, "Well, that parrot knows how to use a computer." The customer asks about the next parrot next to him and is told that that parrot cost $1,000 because that parrot knows how to use the computer, but he also knows how to answer the phone. Naturally, the man is very curious now about that third parrot. And so he asks about the third parrot, and he says, "How much does that one cost?" And is told that one costs $2,000. The customer is very curious. "What can that parrot do?" To which the owner replies, "To be honest, I've never seen it do a thing, but the other two call him boss." Friend, I hope you understand. I'm not saying we shouldn't love animals. I love animals. And I love enjoying things. And I'm glad that God has prospered us and given us things to enjoy. But I'm trying to say today that we need to look around and see past animals, things, possessions. Look at individual people. Look at those human beings that God has placed in your life. People that love you, people that pray for you, people that care for you, people who are investing in you, people are helping you to become what God wants you to become. Those are the people, and those are the things that are very important and ought to be in your life. Remember 1 Corinthians 13? Most of us, I think, remember that passage, that chapter. It tells us there that love is patient and kind and forgiving, and love is willing to serve others. When you have people like that in your life, you have something that's pretty special. When you have people like that in your life, you need to remember them. You need to give God thanks for them. You need to be thankful. Part of the problem in our society today is that we have our values all jumbled up. A story is also told, by the way. Can you tell I have several stories today? A story is told about a prankster who broke into a large, expensive department store and switched all the price tags. Cheap items were priced at thousands of dollars, and expensive items were priced at only $1 or $2. In a sense, that's what the devil has done in our society today. He's switched the price tags. He's got us to look on things that we think are expensive that are not, and other things that we don't think are expensive that are. So we're not putting the right value on things like we ought to do. Our values are all mixed up. This Memorial Day weekend, let me encourage you, first of all, to look back. Remember all those men and women who gave their lives on the battlefield and served and gave the ultimate price so that we could be free people. Value them, be thankful for them. But secondly, look around and value those who right now are still alive and are investing in your life. They're loving you, they're encouraging you, they're helping you, they're investing in your life. They want you to become all that God wants you to become. So this Memorial Day weekend, first of all, we need to look back. Secondly, we need to look around. Thirdly, I want to encourage you with this thought. We also need to look up. We need to look up. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1 says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." The encouragement again here is to remember your Creator right now, especially when you're young. Now, you might be sitting here this morning and thinking, but I'm not young anymore. But friend, you're as young as you're ever going to be. Hello? You're not going to get any younger. You're as young as you're ever going to be. And so the Bible's speaking to you as well. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Some think they don't have to do this. Some think they'll do it later on. But most folks who take that attitude never do. Because if you don't remember him now, there's a good chance you won't remember him later. In the Old Testament, of course, the Lord instituted several quote-unquote memorials to help the people remember certain things. I think, first of all, about the Passover. And all of us, I think, remember the Passover as being that time when God had done several plagues on the nation of Egypt, trying to get them to let go of the Israelites. And eventually, of course, we come to the 10th plague, which was the death of the firstborn. And in order to protect the Israelites, God said to the Israelites, take a lamb and kill that lamb and put some of its blood on the doorpost. And when I come over during the evening hours, during the midnight hours, if the blood is on the doorpost, the firstborn in that house will not die. But every house where there is no blood on the doorpost, the firstborn in that house will die. And that's where they get the name Passover. God will pass over the house that has the blood on the doorpost. Each year they were to remember the Passover, to remember, listen, what God had done for them. Every Hebrew family was responsible each and every year to select a lamb for a sacrifice. That lamb was to be a male without spot or blemish, which typified the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless Lamb of God, who would one day shed his blood on the cross for you and for me, not just for the household, but for each individual in the whole world. The Passover lamb, of course, had to be slain. The blood of the lamb had to be applied to the doorpost of the home. The meat of the lamb had to be eaten. God was beginning a quote-unquote memorial day for the children of Israel so that they would remember what God had done for them. Today, of course, we have the Lord's Supper, which is similar to the Passover in the sense that we remember in the bread and in the juice, we remember the body and also the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was given for us on the cross. And each and every time we have the Lord's Supper service together, we are reminded what God has done for us, which is why Jesus said, "This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." It's a memorial day for you and for me. By the way, when I go back to the Passover, if the blood was not put on the doorpost, they weren't doing what God said. And for you and for me, if the blood of Jesus Christ is not symbolically applied to the doorpost of our heart by you and I asking for his forgiveness and asking for his salvation, that blood that was shed really won't do us any good. We're not observing what the Lord said to do. So this Memorial Day, of course, we want to honor the brave men and women who gave their lives on the battlefield, and that's why we look back, okay? We also want to honor those who are investing their lives in us right now and encouraging us and praying for us and teaching us and so forth. So we're looking around. But we also need to look up and remember our God who makes all this stuff possible. We look up today and we honor the Lord. Why? Because if anyone needs to be remembered, he does. As we consider the price that he paid for us on the cross, that's a greater price than's ever been paid for anyone. The men and women on the battlefield gave their physical lives. Jesus not only gave his physical life, God gave us his precious Son to die on the cross for you and for me, so that we could have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Again, I think it's important for us to look back, look around, but also look up. One more reminder about looking up. Scripture is very clear that he's coming for us one day soon. You know, the choir sang about that today. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming to get us. And I'm not saying anything for you, but I am saying this for me. I'm watching, and I'm waiting, and I'm looking forward to his return. This Memorial Day weekend, enjoy the picnic, enjoy the family, enjoy the fun that you can have. I'm thinking about the fact that so often in Wisconsin, we're far enough north that we're going to have weekends like we're having this one where it's cold and cool and rainy. And I wish it was bright and sunny and warm, but either way, we're going to have a good time and enjoy the liberty and freedom that we have. But let's not forget to take some time to look back, to remember those men and women who gave their lives to secure our liberty and freedom. And let's take time also, by the way, to look around and appreciate all those individuals who are right now still living, investing their lives into ours to help us to become all that God wants us to become. And thirdly, let's remember as well to look up and remember our Savior who made it possible to have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. You know, it's a wonderful thing to live in a free country. It really is. To have the liberty and freedom that we have, to be able to gather together like we are here this morning, not have to worry about being arrested for doing this or being taken off into prison for doing this. I'm thankful for that. But it's much more important to have the liberty and freedom that God offers through his Son. Amen. When you have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? I would be remiss if I didn't try to remind you about that. Jesus gave his life on the cross so that we could have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. He was buried and he rose again. And he's coming to get his children very soon. I hope you're ready. I hope you know him as your Lord and Savior. Don't forget to look back, to look around, and to look up. Let's stand together, shall we? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and no one is looking. We don't want to embarrass anyone. Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads in prayer, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blessings that you have showered upon this nation called America. The United States of America, in my opinion, is still the best place in all the world to live. We have our problems. We have our issues. We have plenty of things that we wish were different. Many of us pray about these things, and we ask for repentance and revival for our nation often. But we also want to say thank you this morning for America, for our liberty, for our freedom, for those men and women who gave the ultimate price so that we could be free. Bless their memory today. Help us to remember what they've done for us and their great sacrifice. Help us also to look around at those who are still alive and investing in our life, both protecting our freedoms and liberty on a battlefield somewhere perhaps, or serving in some dangerous place, but also teachers and others, friends, loved ones who are praying for us and encouraging us and investing in us to help us to become what you want us to be. And then help us thirdly to look up and remember our God who's been so good and so gracious to each and every one of us. Memorial Day is a day to remember. It ought to be a remembrance day for all of us. Bless this invitation now, please. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.